These few sacred transmissions that you already have received, some of them are a little bit elaborate, some of them are very brief, and all of them are related with Mahamudra, very much so. And therefore, I thought it will be, it might be beneficial for you to refresh your Mahamudra view, meditation, and action with an example. If you are a true Mahamudra yogi, Mahamudra practitioner, then your view should be like looking in the middle of the space. Because from the most basic Buddhist view to the highest Buddhist view, like Mahāati, all has to be covered by Mahamudra practitioner's view. As well as not only Buddhist, but from the lowest realm to the highest realm, and form, formless, and desire realm, the view of everything has to be comprehended and understood and realized by the Mahamudra view. So therefore, there is nothing which is not inclusive in the Mahamudra view. That is why it is called Mahamudra. And if an emperor writes a letter, I should say there's no emperor these days. So example is maybe a court. A court writes a order, and the order can be somebody is guilty. Order can be somebody is innocent. Order can be somebody is exonerated. And order can be it is ownership of a property. Or order can be anything, but it is sealed by the seal of the court. So therefore, it is the order of the court. The same way, the Mahamudra, everything which is relative truth is sealed with the ultimate truth. So that is Mahamudra. So the Mahamudra view should be like that. And Mahamudra meditation should be like a flow of a river. Because whether it comes from a glacier, or whether it comes from a spring, or whether it comes from a rain, from small terrains to the big gorges, into the big open place, the river flows from small to big, and many small rivers become big river, many big rivers become gigantic river, and this way it reaches to the ocean, and so it never stops anywhere. It continues. So the same way the Mahamudra meditator should continue at all time, and it should become more and more comprehensive. The practitioner's practice should become more and more comprehensive. For example, at the beginning you are meditating when you are doing the meditation session, but gradually this same meditative state which you achieve through your meditation session should be maintained in every other aspect, including when you are sleeping and dreaming. So every moment of Mahamudra practitioner, yogi, should be practiced. So it should be like a river. And then the Mahamudra's action, Mahamudra person's action, should be like forest fire. Because when forest fire catches up, then it burns everything. It can burn big trees, small trees, rotten trees, baby trees. It will burn fruits. It will burn flowers. It will burn everything. It will burn grass, everything. The same way, Mahamudra person's action should be same taste. That means the liking, disliking, preferences, all of these things should be irrelevant, and everything is equal, everything is equanimity, and that is how Mahamudra view and Mahamudra meditation should comprehend the action of the Mahamudra yogi. And that way, I'm talking about Mahamudra, true Mahamudra yogi. Of course, we all try to be true Mahamudra yogi, but when we are not quite there, then we try to be the same taste, then sometimes it doesn't work exactly. So we have to know everything the same taste. And much as we can, we should go about it. But when we have a headache, we will take aspirin and we will not take some other medicine which is meant for something else. So this way, same taste does not apply literally for us. But when we get to the level like the Mahamudra, great practitioner, in this case, great Mahasiddhas such as Dombi Heruka, etc. So these kind of great Mahasiddhas, then for them indeed same taste, and that is our goal. I thought these simple examples will be helpful for us to remind what is Mahamudra, and which is also relevant at this point with these texts.